This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hot on the heels of Facebook spending $19 billion for WhatsApp, the Chinese internet company Sina wants to get a piece of the tech action. The company that's based out of Shanghai has plans to raise $500 million in a U.S.-based initial public offering for Weibo, basically the Chinese version of Twitter. It has managed to become one of the world's most popular social networks, but as our China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports, timing in these kinds of things is everything.
In an internet landscape enclosed by the Great Firewall, Sina's Weibo service was the closest China came to a free flow of information.
It attracted celebrities, business people, political activists, dissidents, lawyers, ordinary people. It achieved much more mainstream popularity than Twitter ever did in the United States.
More than 60 million users sharing information about what mattered to them. It quickly became political, says China social media critic Jeremy Goldcorn.
Tweeting something controversial or critical of the government would lead people to repost it, and you'd get a popular bump by posting something that would attract eyeballs and that people would repost.
China's authoritarian government was not thrilled. It censored Weibo, going so far as to threaten users with prison time if they spread what the Communist Party considered rumors. And that's been bad for business. But as Sina prepares for Wall Street, Michael Clendenin of Red Tech Advisors says China's government is the least of its problems.
Weibo has been a race car which is being driven by amateurs.
And bad management, says Clendenin, has meant Weibo has lost customers to WeChat, a wildly popular instant messaging service hosted by the company Tencent.
If you look at Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent, right, the big three internet companies in China, there's only one of those three that is in total attack mode on every front, and that is Tencent.
Clendenin says Sina Corporation should be able to raise $500 million for its IPO, but he says the company's slowdown and meager profits mean its Wall Street effort may prove to be too little, too late. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.